we're just giving Steph the Grilling Gourmet a call. He has been doing this $24 thing that Eric's doing for Operation Come Home, where they're living on $24 in 1 week. Steph is a gourmet chef. I can't imagine him.
He works with the food all day.
Yeah, he's good at this.
That would be yes, but it would be very hard for him.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, Steph, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm hungry, guys. How about you?
Starving.
Also hungry.
Eric's been getting very crusty and complaining about everything, including the bathrooms. Like, I've never heard of him even mention a bathroom before.
Well, you know what?
How are you doing?
Into a toilet, it's not a really good experience.
No, it's not. Well, it's horrible, and it kind of ruins
when you're hungry. I don't know about you, but falling in a toilet when you're hungry, I think, would be even worse than falling in a toilet after a bad meal. I don't know what I'm saying right now because I'm really tired.
So
it's been difficult, guys. It's been really difficult. Living on a little over $3 a day has been a true challenge, and it's really opened my eyes as to what the youth of this world have to put up with and deal with on a daily struggle, shall we say, especially when one is trying to better themselves. This isn't really a path for bettering yourself. It's essentially a path for survival. I've been able to talk to an awful lot of people that have been affected by this personally. A good friend of mine, I just found out, had lived on the streets in Montreal for 2 years. I had no idea. And he, you know, we went over a lot of things about food, how, you know, they eat food mostly cold because they have no means of cooking it. They buy ready-made foods. It's really, really, in the eyes of a chef, it's been a good thing for me because it's really been, it's put me in touch and into something that I haven't ever experienced before. People say, well, what about when you went to school? Didn't you start when you went to school? Well, heck no. I went to George Brown for culinary management. We ate like kings every day. We were never subjected to, you know, that dreadful student hunger, you know?
I should have gone to cooking school.
Yeah.
I could have eaten.
I think a light bulb went on in a lot of heads here this morning.
Never thought of that.
Why'd we get into radio?
Yeah, I know. You can see all the concerts you want, but you still have to buy the beer and the popcorn, right?
It's
difficult whatever path you may choose in life, but, you know, we're lucky because we've been able to, you know, choose our own path. There's a lot of kids out there that unfortunately have been put into situations where that option has been taken away from them. And, you know, even though they're trying to do the right thing by, you know, taking the proper path in life, you're presented with daily struggles. And food is, I think, the number one thing, aside from housing. If you're not eating right, you're not living right. And if you're not living right, you're not succeeding in any way.
And there's your cycle right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You need to fuel yourself to be able to better yourself. And if you're eating cold mac and cheese, or if you're eating leftover bread that you found in a gutter somewhere, it's not productive. You know, I've been lucky. I've been able to eat an egg every day, which is, I think, a luxury. A glass of orange juice every morning, but I budgeted for that. A lot of pastas, a lot of dried beans. I couldn't even afford butter, so I rendered the chicken fat to use as a butter substitute, which, by the way, is quite tasty, but still, it's something that, you know, people may not know of. So
nobody knows that, Steph, except you.
Well, you know why? The Jews have been doing it forever. It's called schmaltz. It's sold in stores. It's just something that not a lot of us, unless it's a cultural thing, are aware of.
Well, and as you said, if you're a homeless youth, you don't have the ability to do anything
not.
Like that at all. Yeah.
No, you're eating cold food out of a can, and the luxury is a can opener.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steph, you're doing this with your whole family, right? I'm just doing it by myself, but you've got four people actually participating in this in your house. How are the kids taking it?
Actually, they all bowed out, and I don't blame them one bit. My wife is diabetic. It was making her sick.
So that's
another thing. You know, you have to think of people that are suffering from an illness out there, and they're not getting nourishment. So Jen had to bow out, and I totally get it. The kids, well, you know what? It was very difficult. So I divided the food by four, and I understand completely, and I'm shooting it alone.
How long did the kids last?
They lasted 3 days.
Wow, that's actually
that's impressive.
That's really that is amazing.
That is pretty good. Yeah.
All right, so this is great, Steph. And now it's going to be over for Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Correct.
What's your Super Bowl Sunday recipe?
I went to Parody on Bank Street, and I bought myself a beautiful new sous vide machine, and I've been playing with it, and that's another kicker. You know, making chicken wings and all these wonderful dishes that you can't eat. You can look at it and play with it, but again, you can't. So I am going to be getting myself a lovely 2.5-inch center cut prime rib steak, and I'm going to devour that mofo like you have never seen before.
I don't doubt it.
Well, you enjoy, right. And I know you're very busy, so we'll let you go. Thank you, Steph, the Grilling Gourmet, and we may talk to you before that, but we'll certainly see you at Bacon Fest.
You bet. Bacon Fest is going to be a kicker. We're really looking forward to that. You talk about going from one extreme to the other. It's been an eye-opener, guys. And, Eric, I want to thank you personally for inviting me on board. You've opened my eyes to a different reality.
All right. Thank you so much for doing it. And, hey, I'm going to be seeing Steph next Tuesday when we do the Poor Chefs competition at Operation Come Home. Steph and I are going to be hosting it together. And five local celebrity chefs are going to be competing to make a meal with virtually no money at all. We'll see how that goes.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care.
Steph, the Grilling Gourmet, who's doing the 24-hour or $24 challenge with Eric.
Man.
That's
managed to get chicken in there. I'm impressed.
Well, and orange juice and eggs.
But
way better than you.
Eggs.
You're eating
eggs.
The same thing every day.
But let's not get all schmaltzy with this, eh?
Now that's a cool tip. Schmaltz.
I am gonna put some schmaltz on my toast here this morning.
Doc and Woody every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9. Shea 106.